This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the editor of What's Up, the entertainment tab, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers every Friday, including today. Welcome back.
Ho, ho, ho.
You're up to three hoes.
I'm up to three hoes.
Okay.
Christmas is a week away.
Darn near. A week from today is Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh. And this weekend, music is in the air everywhere. Absolutely, without argument, the coolest and most unusual Christmas concert of the year takes place at 7:30 Saturday. The Arkansas Philharmonic, under the baton of Stephen Bias, is joined by the Fayetteville Jazz Collective.
Right.
To perform two versions of the Nutcracker, Tchaikovsky's original and the jazz version recorded in 1960 by the Duke Ellington Orchestra.
This has not happened that often, this kind of show. I know the Lincoln Center did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really sure many others have.
No, a critic named Steve Schwartz, who was writing for Classical Net, said, "I consider this one of the great American scores, and you'll probably never hear it at your local symphony."
Well, guess what?
No kidding.
Saturday night.
It's sort of a call and response, as mm-hmm. I understand it, that the orchestra will do Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, and then the Jazz Collective will do Ellington's Sugar Rum Cherry.
Right.
Which features a slightly inebriated sax duo wending its way home from a Christmas party. It just sounds like so much fun. And then there's the Ozark Bronze Handbell Ensemble.
That's right.
Will be on stage, directed by Kerry Johnston, joining the Philharmonic for Jingle Bells, Carol of the Bells, Coventry Carol. Should be great fun. 7:30 Saturday, Air and Art Center at Bentonville High School. Tickets are $5 for students and $18 for adults.
Not a bad price for something that will be this musically ambitious.
I suggest you call 841-4644.
That's Saturday night.
Also, you can witness the birth of a musical group, Anacrusis.
Not quite as many people involved in this, but still quite arresting.
What day did your piece run?
I think it was on Wednesday.
And we've got some sound snippets at nwaonline.com/whatsup. It's the brainchild of Jason Howell Smith and Martin Miller. And it's a cappella, and they debut at 5 o'clock Saturday at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville.
And it's?
Free.
Yes.
And if it sounds like their rehearsal,
oh,
it should be magnificent.
What was amazing about that rehearsal that I attended is I would say, could you perform something else? And they just go right into it. I mean, these are all people trained in music, and they love doing what they're doing.
People like Rebecca Harrison and Misha Stewart, Linda Jones. It's going to be great.
So that's,
and again, it's free.
And it's 5 p.m.
Correct.
So you can work that in along with other Saturday activities.
Oh, yeah, with almost anything.
Yeah.
Now, also tonight in Eureka Springs is home for the holidays when various Eureka Springs performers get together to perform at 7 o'clock at the auditorium.
Sounds like a wonderful time.
It's a free show, but they do ask your donations because it's a fundraiser for the auditorium. Brian Kinder and his wife Terry are doing Christmas shows tomorrow.
At a library.
10:30 at the Fayetteville Public Library and 12:30 at the Bentonville Public Library.
Perfect.
And they are both, of course,
good people.
Free.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay.
And they're good people.
Yes.
But they're free.
Yes.
There's also a Still on the Hill Christmas concert.
They're annual.
3 o'clock Saturday at the Bentonville Public Library. And Sounds of the Season with the Carroll County Community Orchestra. 7 o'clock Saturday at the Berryville Community Center. It's $5.
Now, you can't hit all of these, but boy, you can get close.
Oh, and there's one more.
Oh.
And the Swingin' Sounds of the Jack Mitchell's
yes.
Big Band. 7 o'clock Saturday at the Rogers Little Theater. The show is being called The Most Wonderful Time of Year, and tickets are $15.
It's going to be, like you said, there's music everywhere this weekend.
And that's before we get to the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Young Frankenstein.
We'll run through the weekend.
If you don't go, you'll be sad. That's just all there is to it.
Who wants to be sad at the holidays?
You will be sad. It's 8 o'clock today, 2 and 8 o'clock Saturday, 2 and 7 Sunday at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Saw it opening night. Laughed until I cried. If you just paid for the monster singing and dancing to Putin on the Ritz, mm-hmm. or you just paid for the torch song Deep Love, sung by Elizabeth, if you just paid to hear one of those, you would have gotten your money's worth. And Mel Brooks says it's his best work. What else? What other endorsement do you need?
I have not seen this yet, but I understand the sets are fantastic.
The sets are amazing. They do a lot of scrim work and fly a lot mm-hmm. of things, and it's just beautiful.
Okay.
Plus all the silliness. So it's everything you expect a Mel Brooks show to be.
Excellent.
Then there's I'm Dreaming of a DuPont Christmas.
Almost ready to wrap up the whole DuPont franchise for a while.
And everything you would expect a Mark Landon Smith show to be. 7:30 today and tomorrow, that's it.
That's it.
York Ballroom on Dixon Street. Tickets are $12. And I'm told they're going fast, so I wouldn't just walk in. I would call 571-4879. And then there's Every Christmas Story Ever Told and then some.
And all of these are happening within like a block of each other.
Isn't that cool?
It is.
Theater Squared, of course. And they've added shows because it sold so well.
This is the second straight show they've had to do this
now.
Isn't
that cool? And they've added seats to other shows. It sounds all warm and fuzzy. Every Christmas Story Ever Told.
There's a bit of a subversive streak
here.
You've seen
it,
haven't you? Yes, there's a bit of a subversive streak here.
Yeah, there's some edge to it, and there will be times, I think, that you will laugh and shake your head at the same time. As in, I can't believe they did that. Tickets are $22 to $24. They do a 30 under 30. Mm-hmm. So if you're one of the first 30 people to make reservations for a particular show and you are under 30 years old, your ticket is $10.
It's quite a
How
deal.
Can you lose? 571-2728 for reservations. And finally, there is The Selfish Elf.
Yes.
A Christmas play being presented by the Village Players, 7 o'clock Saturday and 2 o'clock Sunday, two shows only, White Auditorium at Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville. Tickets are $1 for kids.
You can't
and $5 for adults.
That's great.
And you don't want to miss, in today's What's Up, still on newsstands, Sarah Sullivan's Santa spotting story.
And yes.
It will make you believe.
Okay. And that's in today's paper.
Correct.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.